on the phone line with us to take a look at the commodity futures markets this afternoon during the closing market report. Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Now, this morning, the United States Department of Agriculture released its latest WASDE, or World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. It's the balance sheet that tells us where we are and where we may be headed with the number of bushels and acreage and all kinds of things that are already in play. Was there anything that you found of most interest today?
Well, of course, you know, the one that stuck out was the negativity of the wheat. You know, the average guess for carryout was 540, and they raised to 575. And, of course, the world's carryout of the wheat went from an estimate of 179 to 182.8. So, basically, that's the one that was down 9.5 today. The corn and the beans were, I thought, a little bit on the favorable side, but well within the ranges of the guesstimates, and basically reacted positive for your short term, but then it went back to maybe they weren't quite as bullish as some were hoping for, and the anticipation when the market run-up that we'd seen this week before coming into the report was, you know, some of it was just taken back. But it looks pretty much like we're in the trading range on the corn and the beans yet until the January report, or something else happens in the world.
I suppose the important part may be for the average farm price. USDA is now predicting both for corn and for soybeans that it is dropping. In the last projection for soybeans, it was from 670 to 730. Today it's 665 to 715, so down on both the top and the bottom end of that. And for corn, it went from a 410 bottom to a 405, and from a top at $4.90 to a top now at $4.75 for the average cash price. That, of course, is kind of a rolling average that includes what has been sold of the new crop from probably July on, and what has yet to be sold. And as we've heard many times, farmers are weak hands, and many believe farmers have a lot of grain in their weak hands at this point. Maybe USDA is pointing to that as well.
Well, it sure looks like it, Todd. I mean, definitely the farmers have been holders of this grain. You know, after the first of the year, I don't know how strong holders they'll be. They still have, you know, they're pretty cash flush right now, but and they didn't want to put it in this year's income especially. But I'll tell you what, it does look like they're going to try to make them bleed a little bit and make them want to move some of that corn out the first of the year. The one thing that I'd like to, you know, point out to farmers is check your bins. This corn crop, as we're seeing over here with a lot of our farmers, it's not storing quite as well as it has in a lot of years. It didn't dry down quite as good, and it isn't aerating out the moisture. So take a look at it and sell it before you take a dock on the test weight, yeah. On the damage.
Yeah, it's been in for maybe a couple of months in some cases at this point. It's always good to take a quick glance, make sure that it's in good condition. Whether it is or is not, is this a place for corn and or soybeans that's on the farm or in the elevator, not priced to price?
You know, the soybeans, we're seeing some tremendous basis levels here. Mm-hmm. We'd like to, you know, we got up in that 1350 bracket today. There are, I know that some of the technicians are saying we can rebound maybe up to 1375, but the 1350 was our level to make a few sales, and not everybody on report day got that done, of course. But like I say, I think the 1350 level there, and I think anywhere in the 435 or above basis, the December corn of the 440, just under the 440 mark, and the March corn is probably a place to make a few sales if you haven't sold much.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana, and joins us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. It does come to you from Illinois Public Media. You can always find us online at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.